All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday. Yay, it's Friday, October 20th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday, everyone. It is a chilly and overcast 50 degrees and very fall-like here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? I ran a rebroad back from September 20th, 2016, but I thought it was very pertinent to some of the things that I was running across over the last 2 days in my news stories, and I wanted to do a refresher for everyone, including myself. We titled the show 5G, Terahertz, Millimeter Wave, and the Internet of Everything. And when we originally aired this show, we had JJ on as a guest. He was off that day, so he wanted to come on, and we had a good conversation. And I saw somebody left a comment about they listened to 20 minutes, and there was too much bantering. They really wanted to know more about 5G. So today, we took yesterday as a primer, and today we're going to take a deep dive into some of the things we've been looking at over the last two shows, not only 5G, millimeter wave, and terahertz, as well as the Internet of Everything, soon to be you. But back to two shows ago, robots, mental health, farming, Internet of Things, SpaceX launches, and Musk. I want to tie some of the space internet connectivity that is going on in the background into some of this. There's a lot of things going on that aren't making headlines that you need to be aware of. Now, we also have this integration of the Department of Defense and the federal government into technology companies. A lot of that came with the spying. Not that any of that is a surprise anymore. But the spying with the advent of 5G and millimeter wave is going to go on fast forward. And that's what we are going to talk about today. Here's a story that I ran across. And this has nothing to do with 5G or millimeter wave. But it does have to do with energy weapons. I thought it was interesting. Encroaching into the realms of common people. Raytheon integrates laser weapon and surveillance technology onto Polaris ATVs. Now, about a month or two ago, I ran across the fact that Polaris had been doing work with DARPA, and they were working on some sort of autonomous ATV. At one point, there had been like a demo video out there of this ATV zipping around. Of course, they said it was going to be used on Mars for unmanned missions, or of course in the desert to be able to keep the death count down for reconnaissance. Well, listen to this. Raytheon has combined a laser weapon and an advanced surveillance equipment to a Polaris-built all-terrain vehicle to develop a new platform that can engage unmanned aerial vehicles. So all those UAVs that aren't supposed to be out there without human intervention, using laser beams, says Popular Mechanics. And this was dated October 17th, 2017. So this was 3 days ago. A new high-energy laser weapon system, which is the MZR platform, M-Z-R platform, features a 30-square-foot electronics package, Polaris MZR ATV, and Raytheon's multispectral target system, which also supports electro-optical and infrared sensor functions of the Predator drone. Ben Allison, director of Raytheon's high-energy laser product line, said that the company developed the tactical vehicle to support forward operating bases and to fulfill a customer need for mobile counter UAV platforms. I think I need one of these. The HELWS-MRZR will be demonstrated at the U.S. Army Maneuver Fires Experiment at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in December of 2017. So what do you think of them, Apples? They are weaponizing Polaris ATVs. And that's probably the extent of this invasion into our lifestyles. It is coming from every direction. Now, remember Regina Duggan? We've talked about her many, many times. Regina Duggan started as a director at DARPA, and then she moved over to Google with Kurzweil and the Google AI. And then Regina Duggan bounced over to Facebook to head up their secretive hardware lab called Building 8. Well, guess what? Same day, October 17th, 2017, Regina Duggan, the head of Facebook's secretive hardware lab, is leaving the company. Duggan is departing after just 18 months to, quote, lead a new endeavor, unquote. Regina Duggan, the head of Facebook's secretive hardware lab called Building 8, is leaving the company after just 18 months. Duggan's departure was announced internally on Tuesday in a post where she wrote that she is leaving to lead a new endeavor, though she did not specify what. Duggan will stay at Facebook in early 2018 to ensure a smooth transition, she added. And, of course, that's just elevator pitch. And it's unclear who will take over Duggan's role to lead Building 8 on a day-to-day basis. Facebook recently promoted Andrew Boz Bosworth to run all of the company's hardware projects, but that also includes Oculus hardware, not just Building 8. And I would say, having known personalities that remind me of Regina Duggan, she probably got her nose out of joint. This dude got put in charge of her and said, screw you, I'm going to go do something else. And now the gamble is on as to where she's going to go. Remember, she is that slippery tentacle that they use as a way to get their arms into different institutions. And we're going to talk a little more about Facebook after Regina Duggan. There is a title shift going on in Silicon Valley, and those of us in this industry have greater responsibilities than ever before, says Duggan in a statement provided by the company's spokesperson. The timing feels right to just step away and be purposeful about what's next, thoughtful about new ways to contribute in times of disruption. Yeah, she's going to look out for you. I'm going to guess that she may go work for one of these companies that is working on launches to space. We're going to look at Internet in Space, and Elon Musk is really kind of headlining a lot of that. But you have Jeff Bezos as well at Amazon, and you have Facebook and Google that are in the middle of all that as well. Duggan made a big splash when she arrived at Facebook in early 2016. Not only did she join to run Facebook's hardware efforts, which were totally new and garnered a commitment of hundreds of millions of dollars from the company, but Duggan also has an impressive background. Before joining Facebook, she led Google's advanced technology and products team, which built things like the modular smartphone and clothes outfitted with microsensors like that Levi Project Jacquard that Google worked on with them, we read about the other day. Before Google, Duggan was the director of DARPA, the special research lab that builds U.S. technology for the military. At Facebook, Duggan oversaw numbers of hardware efforts, none of which actually launched, including a video chat device and a smart speaker, according to Business Insider. Duggan also led the company's brain-computer interface project. We talked about that, to be able to type just by your thought. A new type of technology meant to translate a person's thoughts directly from their brain onto a computer screen. Duggan unveiled the project on stage at Facebook's annual developer conference back in April. Now she is leaving, and it is unclear whether or not her departure will affect any of Facebook's existing projects. Building 8's team is now hundreds of people, according to a Facebook spokesperson. So there you have it. But something I came across when I was digging a little bit deeper, and I must have missed this one. This was December 21st, 2016. Facebook's secretive Building 8, headed by Regina Duggan, inks deal with 7.